this half time, it's just an invitation to relax, to change your posture, come out of a little meditative bubble if ever there was any. Exactly, give your face a little massage if you like. All the things which are good. Notice how in the pause, meditative awareness kind of continues while you are in the pause. Do you know what I mean? This is subtle awareness of yourself, how you feel, how the mind is, continuing thanks to the previous practice. Now, how would you continue if the pause never stopped? It just continues. We continue in the pause. We never start to meditate again. I will give you a little instruction, a key instruction of Mahamudra. The so-called six dharmas of Tilopa. Do not reflect about the past. Do not anticipate the future. Do not think about the present. Do not analyze. Do not meditate. Leave the mind natural. Okay, I see some of you are trying to write that. I will repeat it. Of course, it will come again in the teaching. Yes? Okay, we go again. Do not reflect about the past. Do not anticipate the future. Do not think about the present. Do not analyze. Do not meditate. And then the exasperated students shout, but what shall we do? Leave the mind natural. How to do that? Well, these instructions give us a little hint about how to do that. It's all about not doing many of the things we like to do. Terrible instructions. 5 times no, and then 1 time yes. Okay, I will guide you a little bit through. Ready for a little wake up meditation? Put yourself in a comfortable posture which allows you to be present. You can continue standing, it's very fine. Sitting, Yes, one person has been lying down. This is a good choice also. We have so much space now. So you can use that. Be kind to yourself. Just the one snoring has to offer ice cream to everybody. So take care. Be there even if you relax. And if you feel that your neighbor is falling asleep, just touch him a little bit. Thank you for showing the example. Now this will be just a short instruction. More will come in the teaching. So no notebooks are needed. The ground of meditation is always the breathing, like the waves of the ocean, the rolling waves of the ocean. It's always there, the pulsating of life. And when we follow the life's pulsations, when we are really in it, when we become life, there is no need to reflect about the past. Just see how useless it is now that we meditate. I'm not talking about normal life. Now that we meditate, that is useless. The past is gone. It's not an object of exploration. So we relax all those thoughts connected to the past. Even the past moment of experience. We also do not anticipate the future. Don't even think about what the teacher needs to say next, or what needs to be your next understanding. No need. Just be. The future is non-existent. It is only a speculation of mind. Not reflecting about the past experiences, not anticipating future ones, be in the now. And please, do not think about the now, the present. Feel it, live it, be it. And do not analyze whether you are doing it well. Do not analyze whether the now is empty or not. Just leave it as it is. Your experience, this life, this now. And please, Do not hold on to this precious experience of now. Please do not meditate. Do not cultivate anything. It's already there, that what you are looking for. Leave the mind natural as it is. Again, do not hold on to it. Nothing special. Yes, I see some of you really releasing this attempt to keep the now in a cage. Leave the now free. Let the now evolve. Give space to your own very personally experienced now. It is inside, not outside. Continues even when you turn your head. It continues as you breathe. No need to hold the breath. And if you have a little more awareness, you notice that natural being is also there when you become drowsy. You cannot lose it. It's always there. I ask you to consciously make a tiny movement, some part of your body, just to make sure that you're not locking the experience of now into some body posture. It's always there, natural being. Is also there when a thought arises, a feeling. And now, please, yes, for these last 10 minutes, relax completely. Really do what you can. Lie down, and there's no ice cream rule anymore. If you want to fall asleep, please just relax completely. Just really, really, really take care of yourself. Find a good position for the body. We have so much space. And you should do it with a feeling of really, wow, this is great. You have done great, and this experience of relaxation is really great. Yes, and you can stretch out your legs. I'm not sensitive to that, like Asian teachers might be. You can stretch your leg in any direction you want. And taste these initial moments of giving up. Giving up practice based on effort. A real good taste of what it means to experience a pause. And now I leave you in silence.